It is wonderful when we have someone to stand beside us in this life, a friend, a mentor, someone who can help us. When I got into the ministry, it was a little bit later in life, and there wasn't much prospect for me becoming a minister in the church I was at. They were after younger people, and there weren't many positions for a person such as myself, but there was one man, a pastor, who came alongside me and helped me and vouched for me, and I became a pastor. And I want to tell you, besides Jesus, no one has helped me more in this life than this pastor. And I would not have been a pastor except for his help. There's a word in the Greek language that talks about a person like that. The word is parakletos. Para means beside. Kletos means to call. Someone who you call to your side to help you. You could apply that to an attorney or to someone who helps you out in different circumstances, even someone you would call to repair a tire when you got a flat by the side of the road. Someone who comes alongside to help. And this is how it's used in the New Testament, this word parakletos. It's in John, the 14th chapter in the 15th verse. If you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you. You see, this comforter, some translations translate it helper, is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is our parakletos, the one we call upon to come beside us, to be with us, to be in us, to help us and to guide us through this life, and to strengthen and encourage our heart, and to help us commune with the Father. Oh, what a wonderful promise from Jesus, that we would have a parakletos, a helper, a comforter throughout this life. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you for the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sent by your command. Thank you, oh Lord, for this help, this parakletos, who does not speak of himself, but speaks of Jesus and helps us. Thank you, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.